So we have way more questions than we do answers. A horribly sad story out of Topeka. And we want to update you because when I turned on the television in here in the studio, there was still, you know, the whatever that weather and news thing is, right, when you first turn on the TV, was still reporting that we have an active Amber Alert for a two-year-old who was believed to be in imminent danger. We're going to start with the good news. The child has been recovered.
In Illinois.
And is safe. Nothing else about this story. I mean, that is the silver lining in what is an otherwise horrifying story, Scott.
Northeast Illinois, by the way.
Which is to say Chicago?
No, like, well, no. But not close to St. Louis was my point.
Okay. Can somebody explain this story to me? There are two people dead. The initial Amber Alert said that the child, Zabe Mendez, was abducted yesterday, 7/21/25, but now we're hearing it was on Friday.
Yeah.
There was no mention in the original Amber Alert that there were two people found dead in the home. Mom said that she didn't know who had abducted the child, according to the Amber Alert that I got at 11:58 this morning.
Or at least the report said unknown suspect. It didn't directly say whether or not mom said anything. So, all of this is so confusing.
But let's back up and tell people what happened first. And that is someone called for a welfare check on two people inside of a residence down by like the old Sardou Bridge, if you know where that is, on the north side of Topeka, sort of close to downtown. Off of, was it Wabash, Sam? I'm trying to remember the name of the street.
500 Wabash.
Called and said, like, we need a welfare check. We have not heard from the two people inside of this house.
Now, this is not, you know Topeka better than we do. Yeah. That's not the best neighborhood in town.
It's rough. It's not the suburbs. Okay. So police show up and they find two people dead inside around 10 a.m. on July 22nd.
That's today.
That is today. They find two people dead inside because Sam was asking out in the newsroom, what is the deal with the Amber Alert? They're now saying that they believe this child was taken 3 days ago. Why did it take 3 days to issue an Amber Alert? Here's why. I don't think anyone realized a child was missing because police didn't realize there were two people dead in that house. And then they contact relatives of the deceased. You know, we have a situation here. What's going on? And my guess is a family member said, where's the baby? And then police said, what baby? That's why there was such a delay in the Amber Alert. And you would know, Scott, just on preliminary detective work, when the last time those two people were heard from inside of that house. So, and my guess is that was 2 or 3 days ago, which is why they say they think he was abducted then.
I'm horribly confused. Is mom still alive or is she one of the two that are dead?
They have not identified the relationship of the man arrested and the two-year-old, and they have not identified the two people deceased in that home.
So I don't know that if I can get an Amber Alert back on my phone. Sam, is there a way to go back and pull the Amber Alert out
I've
of somewhere?
I've got it in front of me.
It created some confusion.
So will you read the Amber Alert as it came in at 11:58 this morning?
The suspect was last seen around 5:45 a.m. July 21st. Driving a 2008 white Lexus IS250 with a Kansas tag,
That's fine.
The child was forcibly taken, 2 years old, 2 feet, 5 inches tall, roughly 40 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes.
So
unknown suspect.
Isn't there something in there about mom says or the mother says?
It just said suspect unknown. Suspect:unknown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you look at the timeline, Scott, they know pretty quickly that no one had heard from this woman and this man, whoever they are, inside of this house since, pick your day.
Friday.
Sunday, whatever the day was. From there, they are now, you know, that was where the timeline confusion came in. That's when that child was likely taken because the child is nowhere to be found.
The verbiage did say forcibly taken from the mother by an unknown suspect.
Now, how do they know that if mom is not alive?
Well, they didn't. I think they took some liberties trying to figure out what happened because they found two people dead in the home and were trying to piece everything together.
And so, you know, the original question was, if this child was found in Illinois, why call the Amber Alert? We have to be careful with this. We now know the reason. They absolutely should have called an Amber Alert.
I agree with you on that.
It just took them a couple. They didn't even know there was a child missing until they went in for a welfare check, found two people dead, and there's a baby missing.
And I have long argued that the Amber Alert system has been abused over the last 20 years.
It has gotten way better.
You're right. This is clearly an example of when the Amber Alert should be issued.
Yes.
We have two dead people, okay?
And a missing baby.
We have a baby that, you know, 2-year-old kid that we don't know where they are, and a car that should be at this house and is no longer at this house. So if ever an Amber Alert needed to be issued, it is a case like this.
Yeah, correct.
But, you know, in the past... And again, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, it's not going to surprise you that I've been very critical, and I think you have too, to some extent, of the Amber Alert system, and it's overused, sometimes abused, because when the Amber Alert was originally established, what was it, 25 years ago, 20 years ago?
It's been a long time.
It was supposed to be for cases like this, when a child is missing and we don't know who took the child.
Yep.
And we have reason to believe, obviously because of the violence at this home in Topeka, that this kid is in danger. It got abused to the extent that when there was a non-custodial parent who wanted to spend more time with their kid, and they didn't return them from a Sunday afternoon trip to the park, then all of a sudden we have an Amber Alert issued. And then it becomes more of the boy who cries wolf.
Yeah. I'm proud that they did this. I do wish on the front end they had said, you know.
Likely not in Kansas anymore?
We have a missing child. It's been several days. This child could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's important to issue it, Sam, because think about all of the truck drivers. You know, the truck drivers really out there are the eyes and the ears of that system. You know, you stop at a rest stop, and we don't know how it came to be that they found the suspect and this child.
Well, my guess is that it's not because there was an Amber Alert issued in Illinois.
But they had to tell somebody in Illinois
because they were able to
identify the car. By the way, it was Mattoon, the story that I saw that said Northeast was a bit misleading. It is almost on the eastern edge of Illinois, about halfway up the state, a little bit off of I-70.
Okay. So almost like to Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we get back, the conviction has been reversed in the Eton Pates case that put focus on missing children, that put missing children on milk cartons. If you are our age or older, my goodness, you remember that. Mm-hmm. Pedro Hernandez, a former bodega stock clerk, had confessed back in, I believe, the 80s. A judge today ruled new trial or set him free. And I will remind you, they never found that child.
If you missed the news earlier today, Ozzy Osbourne has died today at the age of 76. We will visit with the program director of 98.9 The Rock, Bob Edwards, coming up right after 3 o'clock.